We have our final batch of news stories on this part of Jutterbox. Is our fine city winning the war against knife crime? A stark warning has been issued as the financial crisis threatens the future of Norfolk charities, and four city pubs are named among the best in England.
A new business has opened in the city, hoping to help other local companies reach new audiences. Ad Story in Westwick Street provides advertising space for small businesses around Norwich. The company has already helped to locate adverts in busy city spaces such as Magdalen Street, Castle Quarter, Coleman Road and St Stephen's Street. Stefan Markovic, who also co-owns Norwich VR Escape Room in Oak Street, said, "Big brands don't need an introduction, but local businesses do. This is a local business supporting other local businesses. We launched this to give people starting out another platform to showcase their craft and tell their story. It seemed unfair that the large screens around Norwich just cater for the big national or multinational companies who have massive budgets and can spend £1,000 a month. We offer people the opportunity to advertise for as little as £25 a month to host locations and £50 a month to normal users. Ad Story currently offers space on two types of screens. One is a 55-inch floor-standing digital screen intended for use inside shops, gyms, salons or waiting rooms. The second is a 55-inch shop window-facing screen, which is said to be designed to capture the attention of passing foot traffic."
A funding crisis is threatening the future of Norfolk's charities, with more than 70% warning their financial position has grown more perilous over the past 6 months. Research has also revealed a third of the country's charities had to dig into their financial reserves to help keep going, and a quarter had been forced to cut services. According to the survey by Voluntary Norfolk, which supports the county's charities, half also said they feared they could have to let staff go because of the financial challenges. There are estimated 10,000 voluntary community and social enterprise organisations in Norfolk, including around 6,500 small and unregistered community groups. Such charities are often the first to respond in times of crisis, from providing food and housing support to running youth groups and befriending schemes. That could all be at risk if charities have to cut services or lose staff and rely more on volunteers to balance the books. A report drawn up by Voluntary Norfolk says one of the ways which charities could be helped is if they were given core funding to help make them sustainable rather than one-off grants for specific projects. Authorities which support charities such as Norfolk County Council have been making millions of pounds of cuts of their own, reducing how much is available to other organisations.
Two Norwich school children completed a 13-hour sailing trip through the Norfolk Broads in a classic sailing dinghy. The challenge, covering around 50 miles, involved navigating almost 50 miles of waterways in a Norfolk punt. The voyage raised more than £1,500 for the Nancy Oldfield Trust, NOT, a charity which helps disabled and disadvantaged people enjoy the Broads. The trek was undertaken by two pupils from Norwich School, Rosie Pank and Ralph Leftley, along with Mark Elson, a sailing coach at the school and deputy manager at the NOT. The voyage was the latest installation of the Great Punt Run, a tradition which started in 2019 and involves long-distance sailing trips in a Norfolk punt, one of the most distinctive types of vessel found on the Broads. The crew set off in Snark from Norwich Canoe Club near Whitlingham at 7:20 a.m. on Friday, June the 20th, and finally reached their destination at Neatishead, the headquarters of the Trust, near Barton Broad, just before 8 p.m.
Knife crime in the city is falling, according to figures from the Norfolk Police. Stats released in a Freedom of Information request from this newspaper found that between 2022 and 2024, the number of recorded offences with the use of a knife or other sharp instrument had decreased by 193, down from 497 to 304. And up to May of this year, there have been 108 cases of knife crime recorded that took place in the city. If the rate continues on this trajectory for the remainder of the year, 2025, it could be another year with a lower result. But the number of people reoffending has proportionately risen. In 2022, of the 497 recorded offences, there were 32 cases where people who were charged went on to reoffend. In 2024, this figure was 28 of 304 offences.
Victims are waiting years for justice, with new figures showing the backlog of criminal cases waiting to be heard at Norwich courts has continued to increase. The Ministry of Justice has published court data for the first time in several months, showing the open caseload has reached a new record high. Victims Commissioner Baroness Newlove said those waiting for justice were bearing the burden of delays, with support services underfunded, overstretched, and expected to do more with less. Despite efforts to tackle delays, the figures show there were 1,112 cases waiting to be dealt with at Norwich Crown Court at the end of March this year, up from 1,044 a year earlier. Among the cases facing long waits in Norfolk is that of a Cromer man who will not stand trial until April 2027, 4 years after he is alleged to have raped a woman. Others recently told they will not face trial for more than 2 years include two siblings accused of stealing £100,000 from their grandmother, a Great Yarmouth man accused of large-scale cocaine dealing, and four men accused over a mass brawl in Norwich. Nationally, the Crown Court backlog has risen to a new record high, passing 75,000 cases for the first time.
Several pubs in Norwich have been named among the best in England in a list released by a national newspaper. The Telegraph is behind the new guide to the 500 best pubs in England, with 10 Norfolk establishments making the cut. Norwich Boozers make up four of the top spots listed, alongside the Red Lion in Cromer and the Checkers Inn in Binham. First in the guide is the multi-award-winning The Fat Cat in West End Street, which has been described as a beer shrine for its ability to draw ale lovers to the city from around the country. It is joined by the King's Head in Magdalen Street, a traditional city centre pub that mostly serves beer from Norfolk, The Leopard in Bull Close Road, and the Alexandra Tavern in Stafford Street have also featured on the list. The pubs have been chosen for their charming character, welcoming staff, rich history, and award-winning beer. Each of the chosen establishments have been tried and tested by experts at the Telegraph, hunting for the perfect pub.
It's time for James and me to say goodbye now and hand over to Carolyn Sayre and Edward Stanley for the next part of Chatterbox.